Hey, I thought I'd send you something special, something really special. But as the title says, you need to use headphones, okay? Why? Because I fucking say so, that's why. I'm joking. I'm only kidding, but you really need to listen to this with headphones. So, if you can't right now, you need to stop this file and come back to it when you can. It might get a bit embarrassing if anyone were to hear this. And I'm not out to embarrass you, far from it. So, stop right now if you have to. If not, sit back. Keep working. Well, if you can, that is. And just listen. Okay, good. Now, I want to just talk to you, and I want you to let me know that you're listening too. No, I don't want you to tell me. Just give me a nod and a smile right now, and I'll know. I'll be watching you from my desk. I'll see you putting your earphones on, and when you signal, I'll know that you're listening. Because I know what's coming. And I want to watch you while you listen to me, while you try to pretend that you're still working and doing what you should be doing here at work. But I'll know that your mind will be somewhere else, somewhere better, somewhere exciting, with me and my words and I want to see what that does to you. How that makes you react, how it makes you feel. You might squirm. And hey, you might even come. But there's a rule, okay? Just one small, simple rule. You cannot, even for a second, touch your cock. I know you're at work, others are at work too, and you'd never touch yourself like that out in the open. But you're gonna want to. And fuck, I'm gonna want to. And I'm gonna have to control myself too, baby, because as I glance over and see you, I'm serious. No touching, not for you, not right now. Just listen and try to get through this without touching the big gorgeous cock of yours, okay? Good. Now, I recorded this. Well, I started recording this to send to you as a little tease, just a file to keep your spirits and your cock up for me while we work. I got the idea from the porn scene that we watched together. The one in the office where the guy was fucking drenching her face with his cum. You know that one. And I know you remember fucking plastering my face with your cum straight afterwards, too. But I remember she left him a note at the start, telling the guy how much she wanted to fuck him right where they worked. And, well, my mind started to wander and I thought I'd have some fun. Give me some fun. Give me something to think about and squirm about while we work. I mean, I was just going to send a voice message to your phone, but well, we started all this here at work. I'm sure you remember. When you came for me. So fucking hard for me here at work. Oh, I know you remember. I think about it all the time. Here at my desk while I watch you typing away. Gets me so horny just thinking about it and everything you've done since then too. That's what I want to talk about. While you sit there at your desk and try to keep control. Try to appear normal, pretend everything's normal. I wanna talk about us and you and what we do and what I want to do. And well, I'll get to that later, but I promise if you keep listening, I'm gonna fucking love this. And so will you. There might even be a little reward too, baby, just for you. So if you listen and do as I say, you might just get that reward. I know you want it. I know you've wanted it since we met. Wanted it so bad it almost hurts. And you will have it. Just what you want. And I want it too, and that's why I know you'll get it. You're gonna listen. You're gonna listen good and do as I say, just like you always do. And when you do, and only when you do, you'll get your reward. I love how good you are, how willing you are. I love it how I only have to say something once and you'll just go ahead and do it. Like when I tell you not to come. I know I don't say it a lot, but I love watching you come. I fucking love watching you come. But when I can see that you're close, when I'm riding you, fucking you, grinding my hot, wet pussy down on you, and I tell you not to come, and I tell you to hold on to that big load just until I can see that you really, really want to, need to come. That you want to fuck that cum right into me just as I thrust down on you. And you don't come, not until I say so. And I fucking love that. Not in a psycho over-controlling way. No, you know what I mean, baby. You know that if I get what I want, I make it so much better for you too. You see, baby, I know just what you want. I know that you just need a little bit of direction, a little bit of guidance to get the most out of it. And I fucking love that you go with it too. I love it. It shows how good you are. It shows how good we are. And how strong you are for doing it. That's right. Not every guy could let themselves go with it. And not every guy could give themselves to me. Not like you. Not every guy would get all that they need, all that they want, and all that they fucking love too, all at the same time, baby. Like I said, just listen and do as I say, do exactly as I say, and you'll get exactly what you want. So, back to the real reason for this, to tell you how I feel about you, and to tell you how I feel about your body and your face and your smile and that gorgeous cock of yours. I know how it makes you feel when I talk like this. I'm gonna love watching you listen to, you know. I love to watch you squirm, to watch you just sit there. Idly looking into the distance as you listen to me while you stroke. You didn't know that, did you, baby? Yes, I've seen you playing, fondling, stroking that big dick when you think I'm in the shower, and then you looking all surprised as I walk in and find you all flustered and still hard. But I don't get to watch for very long, baby. You see, you and that lovely thick cock, you're always on my mind. Always. And when I see you getting all worked up like that, I can't leave you to it now, can I? I like watching you, but I like playing with you so much more. I'm already hot for you, you know that. But when I see your cock and your face starting to flush as you play with yourself, I can only watch for a minute or two and then you're all mine. You, that cock, all mine. Aw, are you all hard for me right now, baby? I fucking hope so. You don't want me to have to come over there and make you hard now, do you? You'd like that, wouldn't you? To have me put down my work and glance over at you, slowly raise a finger to my mouth and bite it, stand up and get out of my chair and slowly, seductively walk over to you, drop my pen right beside your desk and bend over to pick it up, letting out a soft as I bend, showing you my ass. You'd like that, baby. You'd fucking love it, and so would I. I love making you hard. I love it so much more than anything, baby. You and that rock hard cock, that's what I love. And that's what you're gonna give me. That's right. You're gonna give it to me. You're gonna give me everything, all of you, all of your cock, and you're gonna keep giving it to me. You love giving it to me, and you're not going to stop. Not until I say so. Cock. Your cock. Your big, strong, straining cock. Ah. I can almost feel it right now as I talk. Oh, I can almost taste it as it grows and throbs and twitches. God, I love it. Just love it. I love your cock. The way it points right up in the air with the veins almost popping out and glistening, and as your pre-cum starts to flow, ah, how it curves and oh so slightly back towards you. How it feels in your pants, in my hand, in my mouth, in my pussy. Oh, fucking love it. It's all mine. God, I'm getting so wet right now talking like this. Thinking of you, squirming at your desk, listening to me, thinking of me. Of me stroking you, of me sucking you, of me fucking you. Oh, I can't wait to get you all to myself, all alone. Just me and you and your cock. Oh, the things we could do. Okay. Okay. Let me tell you what we're gonna do. What I'm gonna do. You just sit back, keep working, or keep pretending to work and listen. And if you're as turned on as I am right now as you listen to this, you really need to keep those hands away from your cock, okay? I want to turn you on, but I don't want to get you fired now, do I? Okay, here's what I want. I want you to fuck me. I know we fuck all the time, but this time, it's different. I want you to go straight home after work. Hit the shower. Get yourself naked. I want you on the couch. Not on the bed. I want you on the couch. And when I get there, I want you to let me in. You're gonna be naked. And soon enough, I will be naked too. And I'm gonna sit you down on that couch and then strip for you. Not slowly, but fast. Hurried. Hungry. And then I'm gonna go down on my knees and crawl to you. No words, just gonna crawl right over to you and take you deep in my mouth. And I'm gonna suck that cock just as you like it. Slow at first, and then deep. I'm gonna cup your balls and start to gag as your cock grows bigger and bigger in my mouth. And I'm gonna moan and groan as I suck on you. And I'm gonna feel you getting bigger, stronger for me. And just when you think that this couldn't get any better, and your cock starts to twitch, I'm gonna stop. I'm gonna let go of that big, strong cock and look you straight in the eye and climb on top of you. I'll moan as you enter me, slowly at first, and then I'm gonna move my hips and my ass as I start to grind and ride deep down on your cock, your big, hard, swollen cock. And then I'll start to speed up, ride you harder, and my clit will start to tingle, but nope, I won't want that yet, not yet. I'll climb off you and kneel with my ass in the air, slowly shaking as I tell you to fuck me. Fuck me. That's it. Fuck me. You're gonna fuck me, and you're gonna fuck me deep and hard. You're gonna grab onto my hips and drive that cock in and out of me as if you're possessed. Possessed by lust and by desire to fuck me. As my legs start to quiver, I stop you again. You don't get to come. Nope, not just yet. I lay back with my ass slightly past the edge of your couch, and I reach down to my aching and soaking pussy and rub my juices slower, getting ready for the final act. I'm gonna look you straight in the eye again and give you that reward. That reward you've been yearning for. That reward I've been yearning for too. And right at that moment, I'm gonna tell you, beg you, order you to fuck me deep in my ass. I want you to fuck me in my ass. I know we haven't done that yet, but now I want it, and I want it bad. I want you to be gentle at first, but I want you to look at me. Look me in the eye as you start to thrust, and I'm gonna set the speed up for you. Building it up, building it up, building us both up. And when I feel my legs start to shake, my clit starts to harden, and my eyes start to roll backward, I'm gonna yell at you to fuck me. Fuck my ass. Fucking let yourself go and pound me with that cock. And as I finally let go and explode around you, I'm gonna tell you to come. Come inside me, deep inside me. I want you to come deep inside my ass. I want you to fuck me as hard as you can and fucking come for me, with me, in me. Oh, fuck. I want this so bad. And you are gonna love it. Well, I hope this helped you to have a good day at work, baby. I can just imagine you sitting there all hot and bothered as you pretend to type away, and I hope no one saw you, apart from me, that is, and well, I hope you had a good time listening to me too. Did you? Did you have a good time? Did you come? I'd love it if you did, baby, but make sure nobody sees if you did, okay? Oh, but you're gonna fucking come, baby, all for me. Now be a good boy and get back to work. Give me a little wave. You know I'm watching. And go back to work now and remember everything I said, okay? Tonight, baby. Tonight, you are all mine. Bye.